M15, number 4B.
12. This would be, so to say, an illustration how the 7 days of creation precipitate themselves on human history the moment we let in the light of God, as we see in the Judean Christian lineage of unfoldment. But we must always be aware that even if this story is very attractive, that this is not the real story. That the real story is always the one great story that being is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. That is the story. But we have seen that great story cannot be fathomed by the human mind rightly, just in one go, that it needs a method, that it needs symbols, that it needs illustrations in order to teach us these spiritual facts. Just as Mrs. Eddy says, spiritual teaching must always be through symbols. And so what I have been presenting as days of creation are symbols of those seven great facts. What I have been showing as the 7,000 year periods are only symbols of it. And there we must be very much awake, really, that we do not mistake symbols for reality. That is always the danger. That's why all the churches got into rituals, into symbols, and step by step the symbols, the rituals became more important than the idea which they symbolized. So we ourselves must be aware of that and must see that we are not too much sidetracked by the symbols, but much more see what Mrs. Eddy says, as we rise, the symbols disappear. There are so many students who are absolutely fascinated by the symbols. By the symbols of how the Mother Church is built, and how the Concord Church is built, and how the windows in the original Mother Church are showing for something. It's terrific. It's a wonderful symbol. But they are symbols. And we must be aware that we are not falling into that trap in which Alice Orgain fell, that she was making more of the symbols instead of getting rid of the symbols. We must see the spiritual idea behind the symbols and actually should try to get rid of the symbols, but in an ordered and in a wise way. And that is what I want to talk about now, looking back over those 7 or 6 thousand year periods, because those 6,000 year periods give us a beautiful instruction how to measure within ourselves where we are in regard to the relationship between symbols and ideas. And therefore I want to go through those 6,000 year periods again, but from the point of view of the relationship between symbols and the reality. And it will teach us quite a bit. So if we go back to the first 1,000 year period, we can see that the symbol that was used then were actually the creation myths. All that they were interested were, who is my originator, who is my creator, where do I come from? And so everything turned around the creative myth of that time. And these creative myths were all over the world, they were in every religion, and you could find them everywhere, always with some kind of a different symbolization and presentation and illustration, but it's always, what is my origin? And therefore showing then the genealogy. And we can ask ourselves, are we interested in that? And many people are. They feel that it is very, very important that one is coming from a very good family, from a very well-honored family, and things like that, as if that would mean anything. It just doesn't mean a thing in reality. In reality, we are from mind. And so we must see that we get rid of that symbol consciousness of that first 1,000-year period. Or you go to the second 1,000-year period, and what was happening there was that they illustrated the idea really through myths, sagas, legends, like the myth of the Noah story, of the flood, of the Tower of Babel, and things like that. They were all sagas, legends. And I feel very often we are only there, that we are actually very much interested in all the sagas and legends that people tell us. All the chitter-chat that goes on that is of no value whatsoever, and making that very, very real. Handing round what he has said and what she has said and what she has thought he said and what the other one has doing, all those things that have no value. Chitter-chats, sagas, legends. As we have seen, only that is real which God has said. If God has not spoken, nothing has been said. So whatever we build up as interesting stories which do not come from God are still that kind of thing. If we go to the third 1,000-year period, we come to the symbolization of the idea through tribal history, through half-hidden Jewish history. Tribal history from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to the 12 sons of Jacob to the tribes of Israel and so on, and building up a national history, building up a tribal history, building up what actually that these people were only interested in their tribes. They didn't care a hoot about what was going on in the world. All that was going on in the world outside their limit was anyway wrong and didn't matter. Question is, do we consider the idea of God, as we study it, as appertaining foremostly just to our tribal history? Namely, do we use that, and are we interested in the idea just because we like ourselves be blessed by it, then the family blessed by it, and perhaps also some relatives blessed by it, and our descendants and the nephews and the grandchildren and so on, and we can realize that that is usually the boundary of interest for our interest in science. And so we must be aware that if we can detect that in our consciousness, that we are still in the third 1,000-year period. We can't say because it is the year 1981 that therefore we are living at the point of truth as love in the development of the 1,000-year period. It all depends where our consciousness is. Adam, where art thou? Are we in the third 1,000-year period? Are we there where we are interested just that Christian Science is here for our own purposes, for our own family, for our own business, and don't care what is going on outside our narrow little tribal history, then we are just as narrow as the 3,000-year period was. Because then we still take the symbol as the reality, the symbol of tribal history as that which matters. And it doesn't matter. In the 4,000-year period, we come to a great change in regard to the relationship of symbol and idea. In the prophetic age, suddenly, the revelation of a new idea became the symbol, the prophets and the prophetic writings. So it is that point where we are looking out for new ideas, for the revelation of new ideas. That is that atmosphere that was at work in the 4,000-year period, that these prophets could suddenly see a new idea, and that they could see that new idea mattered, and that that new idea would have power. So they prophesied the coming of the Christ power. So we too can investigate our consciousness and say, what is the main interest that we have? Is it the interest to get a new idea, to get revelation, so as to get an answer for certain problems? Isn't that state of consciousness where we go around and study the textbook and the Bible in order to find an answer, a right idea to some kind of a problem we have? If that is our main concern, then we are still living in the 4,000-year period. We think this is terrific, to look out for a new idea, to look out for the solution of a problem by the revelation of a new idea. He's really saying, I only wish I would have that revelation which would solve this and that problem. And we feel this is actually the core of Christian Science, not being aware that that is the problems of the 4,000-year period, the prophetic age. From where do I get an idea? From where do I get a revelation? Can you see that we are living in the past? Then I come to the 5,000-year period, and it takes quite some courage to explain that. Namely, it is a period of Jesus. What was the relationship between symbol and idea in Jesus? It was that he was symbol and idea. He was Jesus Christ. So Jesus was the symbol, how the Christ appeared to that age. And so he was at the same time symbol and idea. He was the Jesus Christ. And we know that actually our interest could be to emulate Jesus. To feel what we have to do is to follow Jesus, because he had said, follow me. And he said it at that time. But it says to us, if within ourselves is that desire or that aim that we would be like Jesus, we must be aware that we are trying to live in the 5,000-year period when we are in the 6,000-year period. It's not really our task. And I say it takes some courage to say that, because naturally Jesus said, follow me, the works that I do, you should do also. Mrs. Eddy also said, as followers of Christ, and so on. Yes, naturally she had to cover in the textbook all aspects. But we must realize that we cannot solve the problems of today with the method of yesterday. That you can't do in any science. You can't take in any field of science the method of yesterday and solve them for today. We must live, so to say, in the age in which we live. And that's another age. What then is the 6,000-year period in regard to the connection between symbol and idea? It's no more that the idea and the symbol must be the same, like in Jesus Christ. In the sixth day we know that science becomes the symbol and the idea. So that we have Christ, science. So instead of Jesus, a person, Christ, we have science, an idea, no more person, science. Therefore, if we want to live in our age, our whole intention should really go towards that point, so that actually we would see that our task today, our job today, would be not to try to be a Jesus, but to try to understand the science of Christ. And in the science of Christ, we know that the symbol is science now, and that science is symbolized really not through a person like Jesus, but through the seven synonymous terms and their ideas. Therefore, the point at which we live today is actually to see our whole interest must be geared towards understanding the science of being through its system. And that's the focal point, and that's the core of everything. And not to lean back and say, I want to demonstrate that which the 1,000, or 2,000, or 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 year period has been bringing forth. We must be up to date. Actually, we should be more than up to date. We always should be way ahead of the general consciousness. And to be way ahead of the general consciousness is to live already somehow in the purpose and aim of the 7,000-year period. What is that period? That period is there where the symbol of idea disappears, and where the symbol is only the capitalized terms. That's the 7,000-year period. Therefore, it's that point which I have tried to pinpoint here and there during the week to show that what is ahead of us is actually to see that the science of being is asking us to reason constantly and only in terms of the capitalized terms in categories. That's the 7,000-year period. And that is no more interested in tribal history. That is no more interested in sagas and legends and all that stuff. It's just no more interested in all the tiny little things. It is not straining at gnats and swallowing camels. It only wants camels, those big, big categories, because if it takes the bigger, it always includes the lower. We never lose anything. We are not just up on cloud nine when we begin to see that we should be thinking in terms of the capitalized term and their categories, because they constitute infinity, and therefore everything is included. So here we see, therefore, what really our purpose of our study should be. And naturally, I'm quite aware that we can't do that just from one day to the other. But what we can do is to be aware of the method, is to be aware where we want to go, so that we are not constantly leaning backward to the old methods, to the fresh pots in Egypt, and say they were good. Sure, in the first 1,000-year period, their symbolization was good. And so it was in the second 1,000-year period, and so it was in the third, but let's go on. And you see, so that actually what we are trying to do with this, with the textbook and with the epitomes, is nothing else but at the point of the 6,000-year period to bring out that our consciousness should be cultured into the synonymous term and their ideas. And as I have said yesterday, this is only a bridge. A bridge to where? A bridge where we see that fundamentally and ultimately there is only one being. And that being is the seven, the four, and the four. That's all. That constitutes the 8,000-year period, the millennium, namely the infinite one. So we can see where we go. All right.